On June 5th, 2011, this is Polling You number 67, Green Bridge Friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. And on day three, part one, Incredible Defenders. Today we'll have a discussion on open leads and how they matter. Okay, let's begin. Let's begin with a brief review of some of the defensive tactics we've spoken about thus far. One would be opening leads. Fourth best leads, leading away from a useful honor. Or leading top of sequence lead, top of a broken sequence lead. Leading partner suit. These are all some of the items that we'll think about when we make an opening lead. Today, we'll get much more into opening leads when opponents are in a no-trump contract. Another would be third hand play. Yes, we normally go third hand high, lowest of a touching sequence. We show signals, count signals. We'll talk about that at some length today also. Playing on the opponent's lead. Yes, there's another opportunity where we can possibly signal to our partner when the opponents have played the suit. And inferences. By all means, inferences come in during the bidding, play, and hand evaluation phase. Other defensive tactics we like to employ include the uppercut, when the opponents are in a trump contract, and we have the opportunity, behind the declarer or the dummy, to overruff if they don't play high. If they play high, fine, we just don't play the suit. Perhaps they have ace, king, queen five times, and we have jack third. They rough high, we slough off. They don't rough high, we win our jack. And when the opponents are in a no-trump contract, we like to unblock, tell partner, set up a suit. The one who runs their suit first wins more tricks. Or perhaps it's even in a trump contract. And when we unblock, we can let our partner in the lead, and then we get a rough. Or perhaps we can even get a cross-rough going. Communications is always important. We like to communicate attitude signals. We like the suit, we play high. We don't like the suit, we play low. We show length. We maybe lead the top of a sequence suit. How about count signals? We play high-low from a doubleton, or low from three or more. Also, suit preference signals can come into play. Lots of opportunities to communicate with partner. Other useful tactics include the opponent tempo, their line of play, looking at our hand and making deductions. Yes, we can take a look and see if the opponents take a long time to bid or to play. We can make some inferences, perhaps at our own peril, but the opponents can't make unethical slow play either. That is, if they have a singleton, there's no reason why they should take 10 or 15 seconds to play that card. They don't have to play it in a second, but if their normal tempo is 3 to 5 seconds, they should play their cards in a normal tempo sequence. If they take 30 seconds, a minute to make a bid or a play, and we can make some inferences that we think helps us on our line of play, fine. We can't do it for our partner, of course. We can't communicate through slow play to our partner, but we can watch what the opponents do, especially when they are the declarer. And putting it all together, get the big picture, think. And that's what we'll be speaking about quite a bit today, making a lot of inferences on the declarer's line of play. Looking at our hand as the opening leader, what should we do next? Well, since today's discussion is on opening leads, let's speak some more about this. How about the length of a long suit? Yes, especially in a no-trump contract, the length of the suit will have some bearing on which card we might want to play. And the honors in the suit. Do we have one honor? Do we have two of the top three, three of the top five? Are we maybe even blessed with four honors in the long suit? How about side suit entries? Once we lose the lead, can we get back in on a side suit? Or on the other hand, could our partner possibly gain the lead and play our long suit back to us later? And the interpretation of the opponent's bidding, those inferences that we spoke about before, once we start watching their line of play. On our first scenario, South is in 3 no-trump, with the bidding beginning 1 no-trump by South, 2 no-trump by North, 3 no-trump by South, all pass. Well, the responder has 8 or 9 points, does not have a 5-card major, or they would have used a Jacoby transfer. They don't even have a 4-card major. They did not use a Stamen 2-club bid. We know the North hand has about 8 or 9 points. They did an invitational bid, and South has 16 or 17 to accept the 3 no-trump contract. We over in the West hand have ace-king 5 times and little else. Our partner in this situation has about 6 or 7 points, including the ace of diamonds. In this situation, we want to lead the fourth best lead. We know our partner should have an honor somewhere. We want to let them find that and come back to us. If we started with the ace and the king of the suit, then what would happen is our partner would not be able to get back into our hand once they won the ace of diamond. They would have no spades left to come back to us. Leading a low spade, regardless of what the dummy plays, there should be a count signal, high, low, from a doubleton. Our partner knows that we have a doubleton, and therefore, they need to try to have us win a suit and come back, and then we can oftentimes win four tricks in the suit, plus one for the ace of diamonds, setting the opponents by one trick, maybe more. On our second scenario, the auction goes the same, one no trump, two no trump, three no trump. We once again have ace, king, five times in spades, but this time we have the side suit, ace, and diamonds. So we've got 11 high card points. That doesn't leave many for our partner, does it? Maybe about 3 points, maybe less. All right, so what should we do for a lead this time? Well, fourth best lead is still a good idea. We'd like to go ahead and see if we can promote the suit. We have to start off by playing low, and this time rather than our partner winning the side suit ace and playing back to us, we'll do it ourselves, but we'll still lead fourth best with ace king five times in a suit. Now, we don't know whether South, the declarer, has three or four. Is it queen third? Is it jack fourth in the suit? We don't know. But here's what we should do. If we're over in the east hand, we should play a count signal, regardless whether we can win it or not. We want to go ahead and play high, low from doubleton. If we have three, then we'll start off with a low. This will be helpful to our partner in knowing how to play the suit. On our next hand, once again, the auction goes one no trump, two no trump, three no trump. We have a lovely spade suit. Ace, king, jack, 10, five times. Four honors in our suit this time. And in our Cinderella hand, we have an outside ace of diamonds. So we expect very little from partner, maybe a queen, maybe less. So what do we want to lead this time? Well, this time we would like to lead our ace. Bang down the ace. If we're lucky, it's queen doubleton by an opponent. If not, we look forward to getting in with the ace of diamonds. Our partner plays a count signal, high-low from doubleton. And in this situation particularly, we have a very good chance to get four spade tricks and one diamond trick. Our concern would be if we're short on clubs, the opponents may run a long club suit before we can get our tricks. So therefore, we do not want to lead the fourth best 10. We want to go ahead and play that ace when we have four honors in a suit. Once again, the auction starts. One no trump, two no trump, three no trump. Luckily, again, we have ace, king, jack, 10, five times. This time, though, not a Cinderella hand, don't have that outside ace of diamonds. But the good news, if we have 8 points, our partner has about maybe 6 or 7 points themselves. So they might have the outside ace. And once they get in, they can come back to us. What do we want to lead? Well, this time we don't want to lead the ace, because if our partner has doubleton, and we go ahead and start playing the high cards, they've got no way to get back to our hand. So we want to try, perhaps, the jack. If our partner has queen doubleton, fine. They'll unblock. They'll play the queen and come right back to us. We'll clear the first five tricks. Eventually, our partner should get the ace of diamonds. Okay, so our partner should play high-low from a doubleton. If our partner plays low and the opponents don't take the trick, then that's fine. We know their partner has an entry. But if when we play the jack, our partner plays a high-low signal, the 8, we have to switch to another suit, don't we? Because if we play a second spade, perhaps the opponents have queen fourth. If we then play the ace and the king, what happens? The queen gets the fourth trick. We don't get our fifth trick in the suit. So we must watch our partner's count signal. Our partner's count signal over an east is important, isn't it? If it's low from tripleton, fine, continue the suit. Play the 10. If our partner plays a high-low, though, we need to stop playing that suit right away because we have no side suit entries this time. Okay, very good. And on our fifth hand, once again, the bidding begins. One no trump, two no trump, three no trump. We in West have a six-card suit, headed by the ace-king. Specifically, ace-king 10, 7, 6 times. No side suit entry. What do we lead? Well, we would want to lead the fourth best. We want partner, if they have a doubleton, to be able to come back to us. So we're going to lead fourth best. If they have the queen, fine. If they don't, we want them to play a count signal. So they would play high-low from a doubleton. With 7 points, the opponent just barely getting in a 3-no trump. We know our partner has 6-7 points. Hopefully it's a primary honor, and they can get to play into our hand. So after they play their count signal, low from 3, high-low from doubleton, we find that spot cards matter. Yes, that 7 may make a difference. If we happen to have an 8, our partner has the 9 in this situation, it might make a difference who has the 8. We'll see that in some of the hands that we'll play today, where a spot card can make a big difference. So don't forget those high spot cards when you or the opponents are in a no-trump contract. Spot cards can matter. On our final scenario, the bidding begins. 1-no-trump, 2-no-trump, 3-no-trump. We once again have ace-king 6 times. This time, a side suit ace. Well, we probably interfered with the auction. They still went to 3-no-trump, and they probably have queen-fourth, maybe queen-third, but they're competing, hanging in there with the auction, and do not have a heart suit fit, or didn't find it. What do we lead? This time, we want to lead the ace, because we have an outside entry. If they have queen-third, fine. What if they have queen-fourth? Well, we're going to count on that partner signal. They're going to play high-low from doubleton, as we saw, or low from 3, but we do have the side suit entry, the precious ace of diamonds. So what do you say? Let's head for the table, play a couple hands, and see how we can defend. Okay, off we go. On our first hand, south is a dealer in spades, ace doubleton, 4 points. In diamonds, ace queen 3 times, another 6 makes 10. In clubs, a nice king queen 4 times, 5 points is 15. And in hearts, queen 4 times, 17, opening 1-no-trump, balanced hand. Over to west, ace, king, jack, 5 times in hearts. In diamonds, jack, 9, 4 times, too small in the black suits. Do we want to bid? Not really. A 5-card suit, we don't want to come in. 5-4-2-2, I don't think we want to go, especially vulnerable versus not. We'll pass. To north, in spades, king, queen, 4 times, there's 5 points. In diamonds, king, 10, 3 times, another 3 makes 8. In clubs, jack, but jack, 10, 9, 4th, hey, that's worth something. There's another point, makes 9. And in hearts, 10, doubleton. We're going to bid 2-club stamen to see if we can find a heart fit with partner. Over to east, jack, 10, 9, 8, 5 times in spades. In clubs, ace, 3rd, 3 small in diamonds, and a 9-doubleton in hearts. A pass. Back to south. Well, we have a 4-card major, and we're going to bid it. We bid them normally up the line, lower major first. We only have 1 anyway, so we'll bid 2 hearts. Wes has some interest in this, knowing that there are 4 hearts in the south. We'll path smoothly in tempo. Over to north. Well, shoot, we were hoping for 4 spades. It didn't happen. We have 9 points, not enough to force game, but we can invite, so we're going to bid 2-no-trump. Pass by east, back to south. With 17, yes, we're at the top of the range. We will bid 3-no-trump. And west, it's your lead. What do you want to lead here? You know that south has 4 hearts. Well, you have 3 honors, and we know something else. With 8 points, we know our partner has 6 or 7 because they just barely squeaked into 3-no-trump. So we're going to see if we can get partner to come back to us. We're going to lead 4th best with the 4 of hearts. What next? What do you want to play from the dummy? 7 or the 10? Well, let's use the rule of 11. Do you recall that one? 4 from 11 makes 7. How many cards do we see in the remaining hands? We have 2 in the dummy. We have 4 in the south. There's 6. Will there be a 3rd one that will appear over by the east hand? Well, let's go ahead and play 10 and see what happens. But east, why are you playing the 3? You're supposed to play a count signal. Please, play the 9. Play your count signal. Cooperate with partner. Your partner played low from an honor, so we want to go ahead and show our count signals. When we win this ace of clubs, we want partner to know how many are in each of the opponent's hands. They can see the dummy, but they want to know how many hearts are held by the south hand. And to south, we can play low, or perhaps a little bit of misdirection. We could play a 6 or even an 8, because these are all worth the same. Let's say a 6 comes out. So we're in dummy with a 10 of hearts, and what do we want to play next? Well, we've got mirrored values, 3-3 in diamonds. In spades, we can get 3 tricks there, but we can't get a 4th. we need to promote the clubs. We have 4-4 in the clubs. So from the declarer's perspective, we're going to hope that the ace of clubs is in West hand. Otherwise, this queen third left of hearts may be a problem. So we'll go ahead and play a club, and whoops, the ace of clubs was held by the east hand. After winning the ace of clubs, we know what's going to happen next. Right, good partners will return that heart suit. So we'll go ahead and play a three of hearts, and south, it's not going to matter much what you play. Yes, you had four hearts to the queen, but with ace, king, jack five times behind you, you had a bit of bad luck here, didn't you? So whether you play the five, the eight, or the queen, in any situation, your queen is pinned. They're going to win with the jack or with the king, and they're going to take three more tricks. So defenders win the ace of clubs and four hearts to set the contract. Let's look at that again. Leading a heart didn't seem right when South bid hearts on the stamen call. But yet, knowing that our partner should have an entry, we had to go by the good fortune that our partner could get in before the declarer could go ahead and win their nine tricks. In no trump contract, it's all about winning the race. Who promotes their suit first? Oh, and by the way, should West have started with the ace-king hoping to drop the queen, it's not going to happen. And what happens? Once they win with the ace of clubs over in the east hand, they have no way to get back to promote the west hand. So promotion is the name of the game in no trump. On our second hand and in future hands, we'll make slight modifications to see what a big difference it can make on opening leads. In this case, let's take the ace of clubs, give it from east to west, and we'll take a small club and give it to east. So on our second hand, the auction should still be the same. North and south still have the same cards. Should West overcall? Well, if it was the ace of diamonds instead of the ace of clubs, the ace would be working well with this diamond suit. Maybe so. I think in this case, no, still no bid. So the opening lead in this situation, what should it be? This time, partner will not have many points, right? If we take a look at West hands, we have 7, 8, 12, 13 points. Partner over in East can have at best a jack, maybe a queen. So what do we want to lead here? Well, we do have an outside entry with a club, don't we? We're still with a five-card suit with only ace, king, jack. The best we can do is a fourth best lead. Okay, so we're going to lead the four of hearts. What do you want to play this time? South, you recall the rule of 11, don't you? If you don't follow it here, you're going to go down. You must go up with the 10. If you don't, you're going to get set. So if you play the 10, there'll be a count signal, 9 from 9 low over in the east hand, and we've won the trick. What happens now? We go ahead and play the club suit, and West can get in with the ace, but what happens? They can play the ace of hearts, play the king of hearts, hoping it was queen tripleton, but no, of course, our partner had doubleton, so it was a 5-4-2-2 suit, so the queen was not going to fall. So what happens is they win the queen of hearts, and then they can go ahead and win the rest of the tricks. So east-west, make 3. North-south, make 10 tricks. Let's go back and take a look at that. On trick 1, with that lead of the 4 of hearts, if we do not play the 10, if we play the 7, look at this. Over in east, there's the 9. If you go up with the queen, you'll win the trick, but they're going to go ahead and then clear out the rest of the heart suit. If you play low, partner's going to come back with a small heart, and it's the same situation we saw in the previous hand, isn't it? So the rule of 11 really paid off on this first trick. We needed to go up with a 10 to beat the 9. These spot cards can make big differences, can't they? Going back to the original situation, yes, the fourth best lead was the correct lead. We wish that our partner had the ace of clubs as much as we like to have honors himself. When we're trying to promote a suit, sometimes, as we saw here, is that the ace of clubs being held over by the east hand allowed partner to come back in with the heart and run four cards in the suit. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our second segment, we will analyze another two interesting hands to illustrate how small hand variations can make a big difference on opening leads. For our premium and ultra members, in part three, we will offer another three exciting hands with commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin and join membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridgehands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.